Here's a question for you. On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is absolutely not at all, and 10 is so ridiculously easy, it's unbelievable. So on that scale of 0 to 10, how easily do you think you could be manipulated into buying something you didn't actually need?
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hello, there you are. Welcome back, welcome dear viewer, welcome dear listener to another episode. It's another solo episode, just you and me this time. And we are talking about manipulation. Here's a question for you. On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is absolutely not at all, and 10 is so ridiculously easy, it's unbelievable. So on that scale of 0 to 10, how easily do you think you could be manipulated into buying something you didn't actually need? Just take a moment to think about that. How easily, on a scale of 0 to 10, could you be manipulated into buying something you didn't actually need? Got your answer? Cool. It's an interesting question, isn't it? It is an interesting question. And chances are, I'm guessing you've probably picked a fairly low number, sort of in the 0 to 2 range. Probably most people tend to pick around that sort of number. How did I do? Did I guess right? Or was I way off and you picked a nice high number? Some people pick a high number. Most people sort of sometimes indignantly go for a 0 to 2 range. I mean, I've been asking this question recently across a variety of social media platforms. Just to see what people thought, just to see what people, what they would pick as their likely level of manipulation. Obviously, I'm doing this as part of the build-up to finishing writing the book Anti-Manipulation, which shares the tools, tricks and techniques that the unscrupulous use to manipulate us into buying the stuff that they want us to buy. So, I'm going to write a book about manipulation. Why not find out how easily people feel they can be manipulated? And most people, the overwhelming score was in the 0 to 2 range. Commenting very adamantly that there is no way somebody could make them buy something if they didn't want it. If they didn't want it, nobody could make them buy it. And they even strongly expressed, strongly justified this by, oh, if somebody cold calls me, there is no chance I will buy it from them. I only buy things that I want. I know what I want, and I buy it. If I don't want it, I don't buy it. Which, sadly, they're mistaken. The vast majority of us are in the 8 to 10 range. Probably most of us around 9 or above. Oh, Keith, you're lying. I know I'm a 0. Now, bear with me on this. Please do bear with me. And I'll explain why you're probably not as hard to manipulate as you might want to think. I don't mean if somebody is in the high range, like 8 to 10, it doesn't mean they can always be manipulated into buying absolutely anything. I was like, I couldn't necessarily walk up to you and say, hey, I'm going to make you buy this pen and make you buy it. It's not how it works. But we're talking about how you could be manipulated into buying something that you didn't want. So why do so many people feel they are a lot less easy to manipulate than they actually are? Well, there's a few things going on here. Part of it is a whole baggage around the word manipulation. Because manipulation itself, it carries a lot of connotations. For many of us, We believe that if you can be manipulated, that means that you're weak-willed. You're weak, you're pathetic, you're rubbish, you're useless. If you can be manipulated, you're all of those things. And none of us like to think of ourselves as being weak-willed. We like to think that we're strong-willed. We like to think that we have a reasonable modicum of intelligence about us, that we know our own mind, we know what we want, and that we can't be manipulated. Basically, we're too strong-willed and too clever to fall for manipulation. Because manipulation only happens to the weak-willed people, the easily led, the others. Which leads us to vastly overestimate how easily we could be manipulated. The other thing is, when it comes to buying stuff, I deliberately ask the question, how easily could you be manipulated into buying something you didn't want? How easily could you be manipulated into buying something you didn't need? Because that's what we think. We think we don't buy things unless we need them. Here's the reality. We don't buy things because we need them. We buy things because we want them. We don't buy because we need, we buy because we want. We want to buy the things. Now, yes, once we've decided we want to buy it, we will often then justify our decision by looking for proof that we actually need it. And then we'll tell ourselves that we bought it because we need it. However, the decision was born out of a want for the product, not a need or service, not a need for the product or service. You see, we buy because we want the thing, or more accurately, we buy because we want the feeling that we think buying the thing will get us. We are very much emotion driven. Buying is driven by emotion, not by logic. It's driven by emotion, our desires, not by logic. It's driven by our wants, not our needs, our desire, not our requirements. When you think about it, I know a lot of people at this point will go, no, I don't buy things because I want them. I only buy them because I need them. Have a look around the stuff that you've got. How much of the stuff that you've got do you actually really, genuinely, actually, hand on heart, if your life depended on it, need? Probably very little. Probably very little. There is a lot of stuff we have that we could easily do without. We bought it because we wanted it, not because we needed it. Our life doesn't depend upon us having that thing. We won't suddenly die if we don't have whatever it is. Say if we don't have some nice cushions, our life, we won't die. We won't suddenly cease to exist. We buy things because we want them, not because we need them. We buy them because of the emotion, not logic. And this is an incredibly important point. Because the question asked, could you be manipulated into buying something that you don't need? And we immediately think, yeah, well, I only buy things I need. And if I don't need it, I won't buy it. But we buy things because we want them, not because we need them. Now, the unscrupulous, and there are a lot of them out there, the unscrupulous who manipulate us into buying the stuff that they want us to buy, they know all of this. They know that we don't buy things through need. We buy it because of want. We buy it through desire. We buy it through emotion. Sometimes, when I was asking the question, sometimes people say, oh, if it's something I don't need, oh, that'll be a zero for sure. But if it's something I wanted, no, I'd probably be a 9 or 10. I could probably be pushed into buying something that I wanted. And that's a very key distinction there. The unscrupulous, the manipulators, they manipulate us to buying things, not by making us buy something we don't need. They manipulate us by making us want the thing. They build this desire within us for the thing. They build that desire, they build that want, so that once we have that want, it becomes much easier for them to sell it to us. Nasty stuff. And it's not something that they will just do necessarily with a single phone call. Or it's not like double glazing salesman is going to phone you up and then make you want to buy double glazing. No. Cold calls. We know how to deal with those. It's the more insidious stuff. A lot of advertising, a lot of promotion, a lot of events. They use a lot of tools, tricks and techniques to gradually build in us a want, a desire. And they're very skilled at gradually building up this desire within us. And this desire then becomes a want. And when we reach a point where we emotionally want that thing so much that we want to buy it, then we get our logical part of our mind to join in. Because we now have this desire, we now want to buy it, so we're deciding to buy it. Very often, the logical part of our mind will initially be going, well, do I really need this? But the emotional part has decided we are buying it. So at that point, the logical part goes, okay, well, what are some reasons that we could want this? What are some reasons that we would need this? How will this benefit us? And we find reasons to need it, to justify our want. And that works because when part of our mind has decided on something is true, in this case decided we want it, the rest of our mind will work to find the evidence to justify that decision. Because if our mind has decided something, it must be true. It's the way our mind works. We're not going to decide something that's rubbish, so we're not going to decide something that's false. So if we've decided it, it's probably true. So let's look to find evidence. And that's where they then help our logical side of our mind to go, actually, yes, this would be a good purchase. So they've taken something that we didn't need, didn't even try to sell us what we don't need. All they did was build up within us a desire for it, a want for it. And from that, we then build our own need for it to justify the fact that we want it. It's all driven by emotion, all driven by very powerful emotion, big emotion, lots of it, in a very, very controlled manner. Now, yes, there are some people for whom that sort of stuff doesn't work. You may be one of those sorts of people. It's absolutely fine. But that doesn't mean this doesn't work. This is a numbers game. It is a numbers game. I mean, look at big events where they may have, I don't know, they may have 200 people there and they only want to sell 20 of this thing. If they can sell 20 people into their £100,000 a year program, wow, that's £2 million right there. They only need 20 people. So they get 200 in the room. Really focus on using all of the tools, tricks and techniques to gradually build up the desire, move it into a want, enable us to create our own need for it, give us lots of ways to justify it, so that when it comes time to sell, for the actual sale at the end, even if only 10% of people go for it, they have made their money. It is a numbers game. If they know, you know what, 10% of people will fall for this and actually go and buy it. You just need to bring in 10 times as many people as you need to sell to. It is purely a numbers game. And that's the way it works. That's the way so many things in life work. But that's the way a lot of this manipulative stuff works. That's how a lot of these scammers scam us, manipulate us into buying things, because they're good at creating a desire, a want. They're good at playing on the emotion. Emotions are what sell. Emotions are what trigger us to buy something. Oh, wow, if I get that, I'm going to feel so good. Yes. Oh, man, my life sucks without this wibble. If I get this wibble, it's going to make my life feel so much happier. I'm going to buy it, even though I don't need it. It doesn't do anything particularly for me. And a couple of weeks down the line, I'm thinking, why the heck did I spend all that money on that wibble? Look at it. It just sits there in the corner gathering dust. Seemed like a good idea at the time. Well, yeah, it did, because you'd been manipulated into wanting it. They say you should never go food shopping. Never do your weekly grocery food shop on an empty stomach, because you will buy so much more stuff than you actually need. And it's absolutely true. I mean, I've fallen foul of that myself. I know countless people who have. You go out to do your grocery shop because you're hungry. You go to do your grocery shop and you come back with twice as much stuff as you would otherwise have bought. They say a similar sort of thing in terms of dating and sex and so on. Never go on those sorts of sites when you're desperate to have sex, because who knows who you'll fall for, what cons you'll fall for. We are emotion driven. When emotions are high, our intelligence is low. When our emotions are high, when the heart takes over, the emotional side takes over, the logic side gets kicked out. That's why we fall for so much stuff. Because we buy things because we feel we want them, because it makes us feel nice. But the thing is, these emotions are transitory. They only last a short time. And once we bought it, then what? That's the trouble with buying things because you want them rather than buying because you need them. I mean, think of, you know, fabulously wealthy people with like a dozen Ferraris. When they bought their 12th Ferrari, did that make them happier than when they bought the 11th one? Possibly, fleetingly. And then it's back to how they were before. Because they were buying because of a want, an emotional want. And it's the same with us. When we get manipulated into wanting something, that's when we buy it. And it happens a lot more than we would like to think. A lot more than we would like to admit. Unfortunately. Because there are a lot of very unscrupulous people out there who are very skilled at this form of manipulation. They use multiple layers of it. They identify their targets carefully. You ever wondered why, if you go to like some big event, why they have like their super deluxe premium VIP seats, and then the deluxe package, and then the gold package, and then the standard seats? Ever wondered why that is? Just to make more money? Well, there is making more money, but they know the people who are more likely to spend money. They know the people who've got more money. They know the people who are already more predisposed to buying what they are selling. So they know the people to focus on. Ooh, it's very manipulative. It's very nasty stuff. And we fall for it. So many of us fall for it because we're not even looking to guard ourselves against it, because we don't believe we can be manipulated. No, I only buy things that I need. Take a look around your house. Wherever you are right now, look around at your stuff. There will be a lot of things there that you don't need. You bought because you wanted them, because they made you feel good, because they looked good, because it was a nice thing to buy. You didn't buy it because you needed it, that's for sure. That's what happens so often. My hope is that as you mull this over, yes, you will have a lot of pushback. You'll be thinking, no, but I'm different. I can't be manipulated. Even if you can't be manipulated, doesn't it make sense to be aware of the ways in which people can be manipulated so that you could look out for others as well? To spot when they're being manipulated, to help protect them. That's the whole premise behind anti-manipulation, which I've been banging about for a little while. You might have come across it. Anti-manipulation, the new book coming out later this year. It's all about sharing and exposing the tools, tricks and techniques that the unscrupulous do use to manipulate us into wanting that what they have, so that we then rush and buy it. So many different ways that they use this. There's language, there's psychology, there's the misuse of NLP, hypnotic language, emotional manipulation in a massive way, all these sorts of things. Once you dig into it, it becomes fascinating as well as incredibly disturbing to realize just how much of this really does go on. Sadly, it works at all levels. It's all levels of society, all levels of intelligence. All of us are susceptible to it. Just something to think about. Just something to think about. And maybe even read up once the book comes out. I don't know. It's up to you. Get it? Don't get it. It's entirely up to you. But just be aware. Even if you don't get the book or any of that sort of stuff, don't read any of the articles that come out or any of that, just be aware that you're possibly more malleable. That's a good word. You can be manipulated more easily than you might like to think. We all can, which is part of being human, especially as we are very emotion-driven. Something to think about next time somebody bangs on about, no, don't go with your head, go with your heart. Why? Why are they so desperate to get us to go with our emotion rather than with our logic? There's a thought. I'll leave you with that thought. Take care, look after yourself. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment, a subscribe, share it far and wide. Please give us a rating on your favourite podcast platform. That will help us spread the word even further. Let me know what you thought. Always love hearing feedback from listeners and feedback from viewers. Love receiving it all. And I will catch you in another episode very soon. Until then, take care, look after yourself. And remember, when you master your mindset, you master your life. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.